In America, we enjoy levels of freedom that people in other nations only dream of. That freedom isn't free. We have these freedoms by the blessings of God and the sacrifices of the men and women that have served in our nation's military. From the Revolutionary War to World War I and II and other wars, to those who presently serve, thank you, because freedom isn't free.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Over the last few weeks, we have talked about preparing to go to Tallahassee to lobby legislators for the defense of every innocent human life. God has called us to speak to every area of society, not only to address the individual, and we should address the individual, but also families and churches and communities, cities, states, and nations. Really, Jesus is Lord of all. He's not just Lord of individuals. He is Lord of all. And every nation, every people, every state, every city, every county should bow its knee to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and honor and obey His laws and His precepts. And really, when we're talking about innocent human life, this is the biggest issue, the biggest human rights violation of our modern day is happening in the womb and is happening in laboratories across this state, across this nation, and across the world. And we need to fight as Christians. We need to fight to defend every innocent human life. And we did go to Tallahassee this past week, and we lobbied legislators. And let me tell you, going into this, I'm a very, very optimistic person, so much so that God has really given me as a wife that is very pessimistic to kind of balance me out. But even being optimistic, I didn't go into this trip to Tallahassee thinking that we were really going to accomplish great things, because there was a lot of, well, first of all, last year, the six-week abortion ban was passed. Of course, it has a lot of exceptions, that some of which allow abortion all the way up until the moment of birth. But that bill has not been enacted, and it hasn't been enacted because of a previous Florida Supreme Court case where the Florida Supreme Court ruled that our Constitution has a greater right to abortion than the U.S. Constitution. Now, neither Constitution in reality has a right to abortion, but the Constitution of the state of Florida does have a right to privacy. And of course, the U.S. Constitution does not have a right to privacy. But if you are familiar with the Roe versus Wade case and the Doe versus Bolton case and the cases that led up to that case, those cases, and those findings, you may know that what happened was actually the U.S. Supreme Court in some of the previous cases found a right of privacy in the what they called the penumbras and emanations of the Bill of Rights. In other words, it's not there, but we're going to say that they intended for it to be there. And based on this quote-unquote right of privacy, they then said, well, first they said, well, if people have a right of privacy, then a married couple has a right to take contraception. And then they extrapolated that further in a subsequent case and said, well, if a married woman has a right to contraception, then an unmarried woman has a right to contraception as well. And I'm not sure if it was in that case or a case that came after it, but they talked about not only bearing, but also begetting, or not only begetting, but also bearing a child. In other words, we're not just talking about the right to whether to start a life or not, but we're talking about the right to actually terminate or kill that innocent human life once that human life has actually started. And then they built upon that case to determine that a woman could pay an abortionist to rip her baby's arms and legs off and crush her baby's skull before removing her from her mother's womb. And this was all because they couldn't determine whether preborn children had a right to or were persons with constitutional rights under the Constitution. And since the Florida Constitution does have a right of privacy, a previous liberal Florida Supreme Court ruled that we have a greater right to abortion than is in the U.S. Constitution. And there is currently a challenge to the previous 15-week abortion ban that was passed the previous year, passed in 2022. And that law is currently being challenged in the Florida Supreme Court. The Florida Supreme Court has not ruled on that. And so really, the six-week ban is contingent upon a favorable ruling in that case. Or there are a few other types of rulings that could actually, or even a constitutional amendment that could actually bring that into effect. But the net result is that much legislation is a lot of pro-life those representatives and senators that have filed bills in the past to protect innocent human life. We didn't really expect much to come out of this legislative session because of this waiting game. But I can tell you that from having gone to Tallahassee this year, that we actually saw more fruit than we have ever seen before. And the legislators, the representatives, the senators, God is moving in their hearts, and God is preparing them to protect every innocent human life without exceptions. We actually have gone over, and we actually went over the bill that filed by Representative Barrero, a former Personhood Florida state board member, and also filed by Representative Beltran. They're co-sponsors of that bill. It's called Entitled Termination of Pregnancy. That bill does give, or would, if it's enacted, if it's passed and signed by the governor, would give constitutional rights to unborn children, and would say that they have the right to life under the Florida Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And you may recall, if you've heard our previous sermons on this, that there's just a few tweaks that we had with that bill, one of which is that it had a life of the mother exception that does not require the doctor to fight to save the baby's life. And you have to realize that the doctor that is going to make the determination that there's a medical emergency that requires an abortion, that doctor actually is going to be the abortionist who is being paid to rip a baby limb from limb. He or she is not someone that has scruples or that has morals. Anyone that will kill an innocent, defenseless baby should be ashamed of themselves and is not someone that we can trust to make that decision, especially when they are the ones that are being paid to do that job. And they're not going to be paid if they determine that there's not a medical emergency. And so we did have an issue or a problem with that language. We also had another problem in that the penalty for abortion was only a third trimester or a third degree of felony. And so what you're looking at is if a baby that's born is killed, the maximum penalty is first degree murder. But if a preborn child is killed, the maximum penalty is a third degree felony. So we went to Tallahassee not knowing whether we would be able to meet with Representative Barrero or Representative Beltran. We were there at the Florida Family Policy Council event, and they have hors d'oeuvres before the dinner on Monday night. And I was standing at a table. I hadn't eaten since breakfast time, so I was a little bit hungry. I was eating some of the hors d'oeuvres, and up walks Representative Beltran to my table. And we were the only two people there at that table. And he looked at me and said, "Don't I know you?" And we had actually met a year and a half earlier at a meeting in Tallahassee where I asked Representative Barrero and Representative Beltran and a few other representatives if they would be willing to sponsor a personhood act. So legislation that would give rights, that would recognize the right to life of preborn children. And we talked a little bit afterward, and he said, "You know, we'll get someone to file that bill." He didn't say that he would file it, but here he is a year and a half later, along with Representative Beltran, filing this bill. And I was able to speak to him about our concerns with the life of the mother. And certainly there are certain circumstances where doctors need to operate to protect the life of the mother. And sometimes the baby may die. In fact, the baby may need to be delivered prematurely, and maybe so far prematurely that the baby can't survive outside the womb. But the goal there is to save the mother's life, not to kill an innocent human being. There is never a reason, never a need to rip a baby limb from limb, to crush that baby's skull, to remove that baby from the womb, and purposely kill. That's what abortion is. Abortion purposely kills preborn children. That is never necessary to protect the life of the mother. And so I was able to talk to him about that, and he agreed and said, "You know, hey, we're going to look and work on this." And he agreed that if, you know, that would be something that they could actually work on to get that language changed. And then we just had a drop-off appointment with Representative Barrero. And I had actually texted him Monday morning asking him to meet, and he hadn't gotten back to me. And our group, actually, we have several groups that go and meet with representatives. And my group was the one that had to do a drop-off. And I walked into his office area, and his legislative aide wasn't there. But his door was open. And I walked into his office, and lo and behold, Representative Barrero was there. And he said, "You know, I have about 10 minutes. We can sit down and talk." And really, I didn't have time. I had another appointment I needed to get to. But because this was so important, I sat down and talked with him, texted my team, and let them know that they could present for me at the next meeting. But I was able to sit down and talk to him, and he agreed with our concerns and said, "Hey, you know, we'll do this. If this bill moves forward, we will amend this as you have suggested here." We also have seen, you know, really, we just saw so much movement and so much agreement. One representative told us that she was willing to lose her seat to protect innocent human life, that this was so important to defend innocent human life. We did, one of the things that we talked to the representatives about is we talked to them, and one of the ways that we actually kind of gave a intro on Personhood Florida, of course, we told them that we are Personhood Florida, and that we are working to protect every innocent human life without exception from biological development, the beginning of biological development. And we're working to protect humans in the womb. We also mentioned that we're working to protect humans created in laboratories, where scientists are actually mixing human and animal genes and creating creatures that we don't know what to do with. What do you do with something that's 98% cow, 2% human, or 2% cow and 98% human? What do you do when you take a portion of a glow-in-the-dark jellyfish and insert that into a human embryo and create glow-in-the-dark human embryos that you then destroy a few days later? We don't know whether this is happening in the state of Florida. We do know that scientists are doing this. We don't know whether they're doing it in the state of Florida. They could be. There's no laws to prevent it from happening. We do know, though, that they are creating human life and destroying that human life in laboratories in the state of Florida. So we talked about this. We talked about how we're concerned with those who are disabled, also protecting them as well, and also protecting seniors. And we had some very good conversations with representatives about the bio research that's happening, about those who are disabled, and about seniors and end-of-life issues. We had some really good conversations. One thing we went over also with the representatives, and used this really as a segue into talking about human rights and where they come from, is our slogan of Personhood Florida. You see, I'm not only a pastor, but I'm also the president of Personhood Florida. And the slogan of Personhood Florida is to enjoy and defend life. And so we asked the representatives and the senators and their aides that we met with where that comes from. And I can tell you that those that I asked, and I didn't start doing this the first day, but one of our other board members, actually the president of Personhood Florida Education, told me that he was doing this. And so I started doing it the second day, and they didn't know. In fact, one of the representatives thought, wow, you know, here is the first of the day, and I think you're coming at me with a Bible quiz. You know, I'm trying to figure out what part of the Bible is that in. It doesn't come from the Bible, but it is a biblical principle. It comes from the Florida Constitution. And the Florida Constitution preamble says that our rights come from God. And we, the people of the state of Florida, being grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberty, in order to secure its benefits, perfect our government, ensure domestic tranquility, maintain public order, and guarantee equal civil and political rights to all, do ordain and establish this Constitution. So those rights come from God. And when God gives us rights, the government can't take them from us. And one of those rights in the Florida Declaration of Rights, the Florida Constitution Declaration of Rights, Section 2, says basic rights: all natural persons, male and female alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty. And then we know that also in the Declaration of Independence, we see this truth also. Our founding fathers said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That, by the way, means that any idiot should be able to figure this out. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. So they're endowed by who? Not by you know the thing, as Joe Biden said when he couldn't remember the words of the Declaration of Independence, but we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the government. And then that bill, HB 1519, filed by Representative Brero and Representative Beltran, references also the Fifth Amendment. It says no person shall, in addition to other things, be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. And then the 14th Amendment prohibits the states from denying the right to life, liberty, or property to any person. And so we segued and talked to the representatives and said, Representative, Senator, the government has taken human rights, the right to life, from preborn children. And we need to restore that. We need to protect every innocent human life. Killing a preborn child in the womb should carry the same penalty as killing a human being that's born outside the womb. We should stop this with having separate penalties or saying, well, you know, there's certain times that you can kill a baby. If you do certain things, you can kill a baby. Or if certain circumstances have happened, the baby can be killed. No, it is evil to kill innocent human life. God has given us the right to life, and government cannot take that right from us. Now, we met with several legislators, and one legislator that I have met with his aides in the past. I had an impromptu meeting with him 1 year in the elevator when we weren't scheduled to meet with him, but this time we were able to meet with him. And very interesting, he had the Founders Bible by David Barton on his desk. This not only has the Bible, but throughout the Bible it has various quotes from the founding fathers that show their Christian faith. And he started out, actually, and this was Representative Barnaby, started out by quoting the Bible to us and telling us not to grow weary in well-doing. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, we read, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart." And then 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13 says, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." This was encouragement, and this is encouragement that we all need to hear, because sometimes we don't see the fruit. You see, we talked about this being the time that we've seen more fruit than any other time. But, you know, we didn't just start going there this year. We've been going there 14 years. In fact, if you go even to the founding of Personhood Florida on 9/11, September 11th, 2009, we actually presented our first Personhood petition in Tallahassee. And the next year in the legislative session, we actually went there and encouraged representatives and senators to protect innocent human life. And in the beginning, they looked at us like we had two heads, and they didn't really grasp what we were conveying to them. And they said, well, you know, you can't do that. And they said, you know, we try to protect life, but the courts strike it down. And of course, you know, we had Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton intact at that time. But those have now been done away with. And we believe that it's just a matter of time before the Florida Supreme Court does away with the case that I referenced earlier but didn't name earlier. That is the case N. Ray T.W. That is N, as in the case of, and R.E. is reference to, and T.W. is the acronym or the initials of the minor that wanted to have an abortion. That's what this whole case was based on. And we've gone for years and years and years, and many of those years left saying, you know, really, what did we accomplish? The Bible tells us to not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart, and to not grow weary in doing good. And this is something that we needed to hear, as this representative actually started to share with us his testimony and started to tell us about how he became a Christian, and when he was doing drugs and doing a lot of other bad things, how Jesus saved him. and that he now has a biblical worldview, and he's applying the Bible to government. And as he was talking, my dad started to cry, and one of the ladies from one of the pro-life pregnancy centers started to cry. The representative started crying. I started crying. We had a mini church service right there in his office, and we gathered around and laid hands on him and prayed for him. It was just a fabulous time there. But I want to just share with you a few other passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 through 58 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of God, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And sometimes we labor and do what God wants us to do, but we don't see the fruit. There's another passage, Proverbs 24, verses 10 through 12 says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, 'Surely we did not know this,' does not he who weighs the heart consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds?" So we should not faint in the day of adversity. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9, the Apostle Paul talked about Apollos and himself, that Apollos watered and Paul planted. Apollos watered, God gave the increase. You know, sometimes we plant a seed, and even when we met with pro-abortion legislators, you know that almost everyone that works in pro-life pregnancy centers was involved in a crisis pregnancy. And really, it's a situation where they are the greatest. In fact, many of them had abortions or encouraged someone to have an abortion or paid for an abortion. Many of you listening might be in that same situation. Know that God can forgive you. You can repent of your sins. You can cry out to Him and receive that forgiveness and be set free. You don't have to go through life wondering, will anyone find out that I had an abortion? You can be set free today. You can have your sins forgiven today. And so even when we met with pro-abortion representatives, we realized that we're planting seeds, we're watering seeds, and it's up to God to do the work in those people's lives. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
In America, we enjoy levels of freedom that people in other nations only dream of. That freedom isn't free. We have these freedoms by the blessings of God and the sacrifices of the men and women that have served in our nation's military. From the Revolutionary War to World War I and II and other wars, to those who presently serve, thank you, because freedom isn't free.
For us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away. as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon his cross, my sin upon his shoulders.